Michael O'Neill, who was indicted last week on two counts of making and possessing a destructive device, did not appear in federal court as scheduled, nor was a waiver filed. Assistant U.S. Attorney Frank Pimentel.
The judge decided that Mr. O'Neill should be here, is capable of being here, and will be here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock to be arraigned.
O'Neill suffered a severe foot injury in a July 21st explosion at a Walmore Road residence. According to defense attorney Joseph Latona, O'Neill is still being treated for that injury in the Chautauqua County Jail. In the meantime, he continues to back O'Neill's claim that he was making an explosive, which prosecutors identified as a pipe bomb, for blasting a tree stump.
Well, it's laid out in the complaint. I mean, he was interviewed by the authorities, and what it is that he said is in the complaint. I'm still waiting to get the full memos or recordings of that interview process, and obviously want to see what it is that's in there.
That he was trying to blow up tree stumps, you still stand by that?
It is what it is. It's in the complaint.
Latona says O'Neill will be in court on Wednesday and will enter a plea of not guilty. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.